America tonight, live from Tampa, Florida, just a stone's throw away at this hour from the convention center. All is quiet, but it won't be shortly, as the convention center is going to rock big time with all the delegates and the rock stars of C-SPAN, as somebody said to me the other day. It's true, because it's all politics all the time, pretty much on C-SPAN anyway. And it's all Republicans all the time at this convention. For all the bluster about what the protest could be like and what could happen at the convention, there hasn't been much of that, thank goodness. A little spurt of people protesting, but, you know, 250 people, not the thousands that had been predicted. That's a good thing. So the hurricane Isaac, which turned into a tropical storm, thank goodness, didn't wreak havoc with Tampa, but shut down the convention once it was decided we can't risk it. The funny thing is, schools were shut down. Lots of people fled Tampa who are residents for fear of what was going to happen with Isaac, and that really petered out. However, they'd been slapped with Debbie back in June, and they know what flooding is like, so it was a smart move probably by the convention to decide not to take any chances with the weather. And with hurricanes and tropical storms, as much as you can track them, sometimes you don't know. Something picks up, something changes, and one day it looks incredible. You can't believe it. It's like paradise. And then the next day, you're lucky to get out with your life. Honestly, there's more warning than tornadoes, but it can be just that awful within a 24-hour period. That's not lost on the mayor of New Orleans, a lifelong resident of Louisiana. Mitchell Andrew talked about trying to figure out and pinpoint what was going to happen with Isaac.
The clarity is that we are going to be facing, unless things change, and of course they always can, a Category 1, potentially a 2 storm. If your plan for an event like this was to leave, now is the time to leave.
Yeah, he made that clear. Now is the time to skedaddle. Remember, that was part of the problem with Katrina 7 years ago. People didn't leave. People got stuck, and way too many people died as a result of the levees busting open and the whole flood that was created as a result of that. So 5 years ago, Mitt Romney talked about wanting to be president. Now he's formally nominated, Tuesday he will be, as the Republican presidential candidate to face Obama in November. They do the roll call thing to nominate Romney. It's one of the highlights of a first day that is packed, and it'll be interesting because Romney and Congressman Paul Ryan were originally supposed to be nominated on Monday, but it was delayed because of Isaac. So instead, Reince Priebus, the Republican National Committee chairman, opened the convention on Monday, then immediately recessed it until Tuesday, and they'll do the roll call thing and pick it up from there. The smart move was, as I already said, to do that, because of what the path was looking like for Isaac. No reason to take a chance. But it does change some of what the schedule is, because some of the speeches have gotten shorter, and some of the other people who were added to the roster now won't be part of the conversation anyway when it comes to being on the stage, because the time runs out. You only have so much time, and of course, prime time is the key thing. Getting in Romney's speech, getting in Ryan, and a couple of the key people who will prop up Romney. What ultimately will the message be for Romney? It's pretty clear it's going to be about jobs and the fact that the Democrats are portraying Romney as somebody who's a job killer, but the Republicans, and Romney specifically, because he's the one selling himself, will say that that's not true, that he's a job creator, and he has a way to create 12 million more jobs. And that's what people are looking to hear in these nooks and crannies that I always address on the show, that I always welcome to the show. That's where it's at, because too many people find themselves in situations where they can't find work, whether they have degrees, don't have degrees, or a definite skill set. It's become apparent that despite the numbers aren't really reflecting what we see in our everyday life. I mean, that's the problem. Numbers are just that, numbers from polls or surveys, which I get it. I think polls serve a purpose. That's why I talk about them when it comes to politics. But people aren't numbers. And in these neighborhoods, we see it time and time again where somebody's going along, everything's fine, and then life has a way of hitting you between the eyes and getting blindsided. And that's, I think that's absolutely going to be the focus of what Romney's going to try to turn around, that I don't know where the opinion was that I was a job killer, but hey, this is what I intend to do. This is what I want to do, and this is where I'm going to take us in the future. And it means creating jobs, and it means killing the deficit, getting rid of the horrific deficit. So we'll see. We'll see for the major themes as they start to emerge and we get closer and closer to some of the big speeches. We know that Ann Romney is going to be the one of the biggest anyway, because she's going to try to soften her husband's image, and that happens on Tuesday at the convention. But it certainly isn't the only one. The opening day at the convention is filled with a lot of big speakers on the Republican side. You know, people talk about Rand Paul from Kentucky, and people talk about Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, and for sure that those kind of politicians will raise the roof, I think, off the convention center. And conventions now are so much about, do we like you? Do we want you? It's about the personality of the candidates, clearly. And this is exactly what Romney will try to do. And this is exactly what all the other people that will be part of lifting him up will also try to do as they make their way to a very big stage and fight the floor crowds, some of them anyway, on Tuesday. And it should be an interesting scene to see, with the Rob Portmans, who was on the short list for VP as a senator from Ohio. He'll take his place. Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, who ran for president, also gets a moment on the stage. And I'm sure Isaac, by the way, will be addressed too, because of the fact that you have that bearing down on New Orleans, the Gulf area, and Mississippi, and of course Alabama, as we're tracking all of that, the Gulf Coast bracing for the hurricane. We're talking about that on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without showing news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
All right, so the question, my friends, is if you know that somebody is losing it, is it your job to report it? Should you, if you see something that just isn't right, is it your job to say something? Oh, can you imagine? We'd all be reporting on each other. I mean, I don't know how you can do that. I don't know how you can for sure say, oh, I knew. You know, you always hear that afterwards. I knew. I could tell by what I saw. I'm going to say, no, you did not know. And I think the University of Colorado, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to go after them and say that they had information, including that notebook, and when did the notebook come in, and all kinds of things, and that psychiatrist should have said something, should have been more vocal about it. They're going to have some problems, whether the lawsuits get dismissed or not. Guarantee they're going to be named in a few lawsuits for sure. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, here we go. Jewish rabbi, a Catholic priest, and a Baptist minister. We're going to have a little contest to see who is the best at their job. So the Catholic priest went into the woods, and he found a bear, and he preached to the bear, and he sprinkled the bear with holy water, and he left. So he confided to the boys later on. He says, yep, he says, his first communion will be this Sunday. So the Baptist minister said, well, I also met a bear. He said, I preached to him the word of God, and he was so mesmerized, he allowed me to baptize him down by the stream. And both, oh, wow, you know. So they looked down at the rabbi in his hospital bed, and they said, Abraham, what happened? He said, I think I should have started with something besides circumcision.
But I'm bummed. That's good. You get a 10 for that one. That's good.
Here's another one for you. This young man went before a judge to have his name changed, and he says, I'd like to have my name changed to John, blah, blah. And he says, well, okay, we could do that. We don't see impediment. He says, what was your name before? He says, dog me, my father was a biker.
Excellent. I like your offerings. Good job. Good stuff, Dan. You made us laugh.
I know what you talk about when, you know, people look at you like you're a little bit demented.
Right.
I mean, you know, I sometimes got those looks in my life because, like, whenever the circus would come to town, we'd all go out to help put up the tents and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, being cross-eyed, they'd never let me swing the hammer. I always had to hold the stake.
No one ever reported you, though, so it all worked out okay.
Well, nobody just gave me funny looks. Like, no, don't you give him that hammer.
Oh, touche. Touche. You got me good on that one. That's good, Dan. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, to his point, even though it's a little cockeyed, if you know what I mean, the idea of where do you draw the line between thinking something's wrong and I should say something, and what are you doing, calling the police? Call up the police and say, hey, by the way, you know, the guy lives four doors down to me. Something's just not all right with him. You know what they'll say? Well, if something happens, file a police report. It's like the stalker thing. They now have some stalker laws on the books, but, boy, it was very hard to go after people because you thought they were something was going to happen and you could tell, and then there were things that they would approach or whatever, and not until a few people got killed and some really strange things happened did some of those laws start to change. But I definitely think the psychiatrist is going to pay for knowing homes, because people really want to know everything. They want to know what she knew, what he said, was there indications, did he specifically say anything, and how do you know if somebody's not just saying crazy things and has no intention of doing something that is so shocking and heinous that you would hardly believe what's happening. All right, I can hardly believe this. I have to make sure that I get this in. I don't know why I keep forgetting this, because I think it's such a good deal. If you notice, and we mentioned it, I think, once on the show this week, Rosie O'Donnell had a heart attack, and people are talking about that. She was helping someone in a parking lot, didn't feel right, boom, goes to the hospital. They tell her, yeah, that's the part of the heart, the widowmaker, you would have been dead, get a stent put in. Now she is the Pied Piper of telling people about knowing the signs of a heart attack because of the huge scare that she had. We've been talking about hearts, and I'm on that heart campaign rampage because I know how deadly it can be. I've said this before. I never met my grandfather. He died before he was 40. He had a heart attack, so he left a big hole in my grandmother's life and father's and aunt's, because he wasn't around for them. You know, nobody knows when their expiration date is, let's face it. But there are certainly things that you could do to put yourself in a better position to have a healthy heart. And the thing that I like is Extendivite. Don Wiskin has a great story. And if you haven't heard the story, I've talked to him a zillion times on the air. Do yourself a favor. If nothing else, go to read his story, because you'll be blown away by it. Yep. Go to heartdrop.com. Sad. His brother, his father, his mother, he took that walk into the hospital. He had heart problems, and he was a roofer and said, you know, no more. I got to think of something else, because this isn't working for me. Not working for me. So Rosie O'Donnell is one of those people now that's a believer, too. She felt nauseous. She had aches. She had other things happening. She took a few aspirins, saw their cardiologists, and lo and behold, her coronary, easy for me to say, artery, one of them anyway, was blocked, 99% blocked, and they had to put the stent in. Very lucky to be alive. So don't put yourself in that situation. Walk around the block a few times. Go to heartdrop.com and check out their story. Because we've been doing this heart thing, and I talked to Babs, she's the other half of Don Wiskin, about... If people are calling up, listeners, because they're sending me letters, and they're saying how some of them that have now gotten on it say what a difference it's made in their cholesterol numbers and whatnot, you know, will you cut them some kind of a deal? And since we all hate shipping charges, that's exactly what they've done. They're waiving the shipping charges. So how cool is that? I was surprised. $65, you can get either 4 months supply of the liquid or the capsules, which is what I take, for $65 each. No shipping till the end of August. Yeah, no shipping charges. That's a great deal. Because the shipping, for some reason, the shipping is the thing none of us want to pay. It's too much. The shipping is always, always too much, right? Because they tax so much extra onto it. But Extendivite's flying out of their warehouse, and I'm a big believer. It's been almost 6 months, I think, for me. Almost 6 months since the end of, no, the beginning of May. It's been since the beginning of May, and a difference in those numbers, it's drastic. I just send people links now in my own personal life. Get this stuff. Just get it. For people that I'm concerned about with their numbers rising or their stress level that's off the charts. Let me give you a few quick odds and ends, including this one, and I love this story. I'm going to say this is, it's a feel-good story because it was so bloody sad. You imagine you're canoeing with your friends. You go on a zip line that just happens to be out there. The next thing you know, you're in a hospital and you have this flesh-eating bacteria and you're losing limbs. Every day, it seems, you're losing a limb. You're not expected to even survive. At one point, somehow, miraculously, you do. You survive the whole ordeal. And you get to go home, but you get to go home much different than before. 3 months in the hospital, a rehab stint, and a few other things that are massively life-changing in losing important limbs. You lose after that gash in your leg. You lose hands, left leg, and right foot. All were amputated. Hands. No hands. Left leg, right foot. Ugh. Amy Copeland, thank goodness, a strong 24-year-old, is now back home and actually doing pretty good. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural
natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's going on with Isaac, and really not just what's going on right now and what's happening, whether it's the gas is all gone in certain parts of Louisiana, that there's been a run even with water, people are having a hard time finding bottled water, but also what it means when we think back to Katrina, because this week it will have been 7 years when yes. Katrina did the damage. Unbelievable. And here in America Tonight, I was on the air when that was going on, and I can remember it well, the calls going down to Mississippi to see what that devastation was like, and also in New Orleans as well, and bringing back some of those just awful, gut-wrenching stories. Wow. So, in our green room, you can hear her in the background, we have Catherine Barton. She's a family therapist, and you say a family therapist, and you're talking about the, you're talking about what's going on with Isaac and what's going on with Katrina. You gotta think about this. The impact of a storm on survivors can be unbelievable. In fact, it can trigger PTSD symptoms. And yes. Trust me, I've got two friends who went through that, so I know exactly, right. What that's like. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm just fine. And you know, Kate, these storms are highly unpredictable, but it creates anxiety for anyone in its path. You know, flooding, storm surges, tornadoes possible. And so everyone is on a heightened alert. But for those who have experienced Katrina, it is a compounded fear. Because for those whose lives were devastated, they are much more likely to suffer from post-traumatic stress symptoms.
Yeah, so why is that? I mean, why? How do we put a name on it? How do we know that's what it is?
Well, post-traumatic stress is a simple definition, is an emotional shock that has lasting psychological effects.
Mm.
So what happens is a person who's experienced a devastating event is likely to have a very heightened response to that event and a similar event. So when they are exposed to similar circumstances, they may have panic attacks, anxiety attacks. They will have a strong desire to avoid re-experiencing it. They will have hyperarousal, in other words, exaggerated fear and anxiety. And they can re-experience the original event with flashbacks, which means like it makes them feel like they're there all over again.
So what do you, if you know somebody who could go through this, or somebody out there is listening to us, because we have listeners in Mississippi and parts of Alabama and parts of Louisiana, if somebody that is hearing this, what can they do to help themselves? Because now all of a sudden this has been triggered again.
Right. Well, I think the first thing is to realize that, you know, what the symptoms are, that they have, that this is a post-traumatic stress response and that they can't help it. It's not because they're weak. It's not because, you know, there's something about them that is broken. But it means that they've just experienced a devastating experience. And the main thing is you don't want to be alone. The worst thing is to be alone in a situation like this, because a person needs to be with those who can keep them, help keep them grounded and help keep them stay calm and help them prevent panic attacks and anxiety attacks.
Yeah. You know, I had a college roommate who, a sad story, true story, terrible. She had a brother and a father who were killed by a lightning strike. They were on, I don't know, the 17th hole, and lightning suddenly filled up the skies in Athens, Ohio, and they were both killed instantly. And every time, Catherine, it rained, boy, she could not deal with it because, I mean, she had to just stop. Wherever it was, if you were in a restaurant or you were somewhere, she wasn't moving. You couldn't get her to move. It was that terrifying. And I'm sure you've heard similar stories.
Oh, sure. Well, that's the thing, because it reminds them of a traumatic event. And so a lot of times, you know, they just feel panicked and terrified. Like a situation with the hurricane coming in, Isaac. Well, anybody who experienced Katrina may have a post-traumatic stress response to high wind that starts blowing real high and, you know, trees start blowing around and a strong storm may trigger that response of intense fear and anxiety. They think maybe this is a hurricane that's coming in when it's not.
So you say the best thing to do for anybody who has these kind of things that have happened in their life is that they shouldn't be alone. If they know storms are coming or it's neighbors or relatives, they need to get there, huh?
Right. Well, that's something, because when you have people that are there to support and encourage you and help you, then that's a buffer to the stress that a person experiences. And, of course, you also want to get to safety as soon as possible. And people who have suffered post-traumatic stress will be hypervigilant. In other words, they'll be scanning their environment for any sign or any information that there may be danger. So they're going to be very hypervigilant, watching all the broadcasts carefully. And so you want to get to safety, watch the broadcast, follow directions. You want to be proactive, get to the safety before the weather deteriorates. Don't wait. Some people I'm hearing even on TV are just kind of taking this lightly and don't realize that these storms can be highly unpredictable, as Katrina was. So you want to get to safety and be proactive before the weather deteriorates, and then you know you're safe. If you do get into an anxiety response, deep breathing to try to calm yourself, and this redirects blood flow to the brain. So those are some things that might be helpful in a situation like that.
Yeah, deep breathing. I would also add to that, too. I bet, Catherine, if you were really, really stuck, probably if you needed someone to come and help you, especially if you're in the storm situation, but this would be for anyone, you could always get in touch with the Red Cross, because sometimes somebody might need to help. They might need help getting out of a house if they live alone and they can't get to anyone. That'd probably be advantageous if you find yourself, anyone listening to America Tonight right now, in that situation. Are you encouraged when we talk about stuff like this now, and we see there's much more, I think, openness to even therapy? So if you know you have something like this, it's already triggered, it happened to you, it's a terrible thing in your life, the house blew away, somebody was killed, something happened, Do you see that more people are seeking therapy because knowing that this could be the lifeline to get them over the hump, are you seeing more numbers like that?
Well, I think that some people do. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people don't because they don't realize what it is, and they don't realize that there is a certain therapy that can help them process through this. And when we process through this, there's a memory in the brain that remembers all these terrible events. And if we can help people work through that, then a person can move on, very likely can move on.
Yeah, there is a way to do that. Everybody's different, but there is a way to overcome those fears of PTSD, however you have it, however you've gotten it.
That's true. It's a very specific type of therapy where a person learns how to process through that and overcome it, and knowing that that was then and this is now, it's not happening now, that was then, and to help people just process through that. There is definitely therapeutic benefits to it.
Is it just that we're more aware of it now, and maybe this was always existed, and there's more conversation specifically about PTSDs? Or why are we hearing more about this now in the last 10 years, really?
Well, I think it originally started with war veterans who came back with all kinds of shock. PTSD is defined as an emotional shock that has a lasting psychological effect. And I think that lately we've been more aware, we've been more educated as to what it is. It used to be just war veterans, but now people are realizing that if you've been exposed to a very traumatic event, if you've witnessed it or you've had experienced it yourself, that you're likely to have flashbacks, that you're likely to have depression, and you're likely to have exaggerated startle responses, things that remind you of what happened, and they're very intrusive thoughts. These kind of things, I think people recognize now more what it is.
And you mentioned the war vets, and you're right. That's probably how this whole thing tilted, where we really put a name on it and started to talk about it more. I'm going to say in mainstream America, you started to hear that conversation more. But PTSD isn't a discriminatory thing in either sexes. It could be a female can get it, a male can get it, a child can get it, an older person can get it. Am I correct?
Oh, sure. I mean, everybody's brain functions basically the same. Anybody that's been exposed to a stressful or crisis event, it registers in the brain as a memory that is very painful and stressful. So we remember these things, and then it kind of comes back to haunt us, and that's what PTSD is.
Yeah. And with the storms, as you said, one of the best things that you can do, I think great advice, I caught this, is the deep breathing. So just teach yourself that deep breathing, and when you start to think about what's happened in the past, that's a way to, it calms your system down, right? It calms your nerves.
It does calm your system because it brings more oxygen into the brain, which means it kind of redirects the blood flow back to your brain, which means you're able to think things through better and not be so reactive. So deep breathing, we know, does help. If you can get yourself into that, you can that can redirect, and it can help calm you down. But the main thing, too, is yes, you can call 911 or Red Cross or something like that. But the main thing is a lot of people have PTSD, get a freeze response. They get frozen with fear, and they just become sort of not very functional. And so if you have someone there and you get into this freeze response or this high or a panic attack, when a person's in a panic attack or anxiety attack or freeze response, they are not able to do these things for themselves. And that's why it's just so important. Don't be alone in these situations.
Yeah. Yeah, the anxiety thing, that's the, isn't that fear or flight, right? Is that what we call
it? That's fight, flight, or freeze. We go the fight, flight, or freeze. Either a person will either want to escape and avoid it or fight it by doing something to protect themselves, or many people though who have post-traumatic stress disorder get into a freeze response. They just get paralyzed by fear. They get frozen and they can't think and they can't do anything. They just run around, you know, and not able to really do anything to protect themselves or get to safety.
Yeah. Catherine Barton, family therapist, thanks so much for joining us ATN.
Oh, yes. I thank you for having me.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
Our snail mail. One of them is this coming up in our next hour here on America Tonight. Boy, I hope a lot of you are able to stick around for this one. I am so excited. We've got Pete Hegseth on with us. Pete is somebody who served in Iraq and in Afghanistan. He talks about both of those wars, what ultimately people think in Afghanistan about the timetable, 2014, how anxious they are and how furious a lot of vets are. And he talks about what veterans are concerned about in this country. And it's not the political agenda of either side. It's about the economy, just in general, the economy and the deficit and all of that kind of stuff. and just terrific. He's in Tampa with a group of other concerned veterans and pushing forward the conversation, and he's somebody who recently has just come back from Afghanistan, so that's coming up in our next hour. Also, another programming note, because Wednesday of next week, we have football kicking off, the NFL, the Cowboys and the Giants. We're going to do a special version of Nail the Score on Tuesday, next Tuesday. Woohoo! Nail the Score, our inaugural Nail the Score will be on Tuesday. I didn't feel it wasn't right to put them in the mix. Who knows, the computer could end up picking the Cowboy-Giant game. But regardless, I wanted that to be included because I think it's just too big. Normally now, because of the Thursday night games, it's going to fall on, all of our things will fall on a Wednesday slash early Thursday morning, depending on where you live. We'll call it Thursday in the a.m., the third hour, except for next week when it'll be on Tuesday, on our Tuesday show, Nail the Score. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This is from Catherine, who says, Kate Delaney, boy, you have traveled some this year, without a doubt. Wondering what your early impressions are of the Republican convention and how you think Mitt Romney will fare in November. Well, you know, that's the that's the interesting question that everybody wants to know the answer to, is how will Mitt Romney fare? And the excitement, of course, is the excitement is for Mitt Romney, is for the Republicans in Tampa, but it's their convention, which is what you'll see in Charlotte. You'll see the same thing. There is something about the balance of a convention, no matter what convention it is, that it's, I don't know if it's the magic of it, it's the conversation, it's what it is. But you'll see that that's going to be the case for the Democrats, too. Although, in the latest polls, they are neck and neck, and you are talking about an incumbent president. It's going to get really interesting. Let's put it this way. It's going to get real interesting. We move along to this one from Jake, listening to us in Austin, Texas. And he says, Kate, did you see the thing about the other shooting in that school back east? Only one person was hit this time around, but how ridiculous is it? How does a kid get a shotgun into a school? I thought anymore, no matter where you live, these kids had to go through metal detectors. I think that's going to have to be the norm from now on. What say you? Yeah, you know, it's sad. At my old high school, you have to go through a metal detector. And I thought that a lot of schools were going that route. If it's good enough for the inner cities, they're worried. They've got metal detectors up. What about other schools, whether they're in highbrow areas or whether they're in middle-class neighborhoods? Anymore, who knows what's going to happen? Think of, for goodness sake, Columbine and where that took place. I think that that people deciding that they're going to just end their life or take someone else's life or get their 15 minutes of fame in a horrific way or whatever it is that drives them, it's across the board. There is not necessarily an economic pattern to this. I mean, we look at serial killers, or we look at lately what's happened, it's always white guys. We know that, and we know there's patterns. We've had police officers on to talk about that. But in what we're seeing sometimes outside of that typical normal thing is, it doesn't matter what the race necessarily or the school or a workplace shooting the area. It cuts across every economic divide that we have in the country. It truly does. Whether we're talking about poor, middle class, or wealthy, we've seen this happen in some wealthy school districts, for example. It's terrible. It's terrible that they get a shotgun in. I mean, that's the thing. You still scratch your head over that. How do you get a shotgun in? It had to be in pieces, I guess. Otherwise, how is that getting into the school? It makes absolutely no sense to me. Here's another one. This one from Ann in Missouri, who says, long time no talk. Been listening to the show, in fact, streaming the show. Sometimes I listen to it on the radio, but often I stream the show. Sometimes it's easier the way that I end up playing it back, if you understand what I'm saying. Technology is a great thing. I heard you mention that technology often can be a divisive thing. I like technology, but I understand what you mean by that. Recently, I was in church, and people were on their cell phones texting. Wow. She did not say the church. That is crazy. Texting in church? Oh, I don't know about any of you, but isn't that kind of, isn't that the idea? You go to church, you're supposed to get some inspiration, you're supposed to feel good. Are you listening to what's being said in church, or you're too busy texting? After church, fair game. You're done, you're out, you're in the parking lot, whatever, or you're out for coffee and donuts afterwards in the church basement. I think it's fair to send a text if you had to send a text. But during the service, there's just some areas where you shouldn't be texting. Using the phone in the movie theater, using the phone, texting in church, I gotta say, no way. And even if you're out to dinner with people you haven't seen in a long time, and, I mean, we're talking about a gathering where you haven't seen them in 6 months or however long it is, and people have given up whatever it is they would normally do so they can see you, and you're sitting there texting and paying attention to your phone, no way. There has to be some human connection, and maybe that's the problem. And that was my point, that we're more interested in what's happening in that little handheld thing than what's happening in front of us. Wasn't there a book called The Power of Now and Living for the Moment? Definitely you're not living for the moment if you're constantly texting. How about insufficient preparation says, how about texting to the person next to you? You know where that happens, and they even make jokes about it, is texting when you're at a meeting. You know, somebody's in a meeting, and they're texting the person next to them. So they're whatever's being said, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm a good multitasker, but there's no way I could be in some serious meeting where I'm sitting there listening to whatever it is that's being said while I'm busy trying to create whatever this text is, unless it's like 2 seconds, call you back, busy, K, whatever. I mean, I can think of a few things you could get away with, but any kind of a long text to reply to someone, come on. I know there's probably etiquette books out there already. If not, somebody's busy writing them, if they can pull themselves away from their iPhone or their Android or whatever it is that they're using.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!
Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.